As we enter the next gallery, we're moving away from the coastline and the intertidal zone and into the open ocean, a large, dark, and mysterious habitat. The open ocean is an environment that covers more than 70% of the Earth's surface, and one that we still know very little about. Plankton are common in the surface waters of the open ocean. They can be very small, like phytoplankton, or very large, like the large jellies in tank number 32. No matter the size, all plankton are feeble swimmers and drift along with the ocean currents. Phytoplankton are small, floating, single-celled algae that can only grow in the upper zones of the ocean where sunlight is abundant. Phytoplankton are the base of the open ocean food web and contribute over 50% of the world's oxygen supply. Without these tiny creatures, all life on Earth would be in danger of perishing. Here is Cabrillo Marine Aquarium Director Mike Schott on his favorite topic, plankton.
As you come into the open ocean, one of the types of organisms that we talk about are planktonic animals, plankton. And for a lot of people, that brings up images of very tiny things. And yet, when you look at our plankton aquarium, there are big jellyfish swimming in there. And those jellyfish are planktonic because they are at the mercy of ocean currents, even though they're large and they move.
To the left of our plankton aquarium in tank 31 deep water, you can see examples of animals that live in deeper water. These animals live under pressure. Pressure continually increases with depth by a rate of roughly 15 pounds per square inch every 33 feet. This means that animals that live at 3,300 feet below the surface have 1,500 pounds pressing against every square inch of their bodies. The exhibit panels behind you illustrate the major zones of the open ocean.
The exhibit panel entitled Meadows of the Sea illustrates the epipelagic zone, the zone from the water's surface to 300 feet deep. This is where phytoplankton lives. The zone from 300 feet to a depth of 3,000 feet is called the mesopelagic zone. At this depth, all but the longest wavelengths of light are absorbed, and during the day everything looks dark blue. This zone is illustrated in the exhibit panel entitled The Twilight Zone. Many animals in this zone have evolved light-producing organs, large eyes, and a dark body color.
Where the Sun Doesn't Shine exhibit illustrates the zone from 3,000 feet deep to the ocean floor. This zone is called the bathypelagic benthic zone. Animals can be relatively scarce here. Most organisms living at this depth survive by feeding on organic matter found in the mud or by eating each other. Some animals have a symbiotic relationship with the bacteria that use chemical energy rather than the energy of sunlight to produce food.
These dramatic changes in pressure, light, and temperature create a vast array of environments in which a huge diversity of marine life lives. Continue to the left of the gallery to Fish Diversity to learn about the incredible variety and range of fish in the ocean.